Well, this report is over 200 pages long. It looks at five different children's homes, but really the focus on Shirley Oaks. This was one of the biggest care homes in Lambeth at the time. It closed back in 1983, 350 children under the age of 17 there at any one time. And it said, it described it as a brutal place. It said it was a place where violence, sexual assaults, racism were allowed to flourish, and it said that there had been allegations made against 177 members of staff or people associated with the care home. And it said too that, I quote, that there were levels of cruelty and sexual abuse that are hard to comprehend. The inquiry is also now calling for a criminal investigation to take place. This is after a boy that was at the home was found dead in a bathroom back in 1977. At the time, the coroner at the inquest into his death was never told about the abuse that he, the sexual abuse that he said he had suffered at the hands of someone that was meant to be looking after him. So they are now calling for a criminal investigation. A number of recommendations have been made, including more vetting now for staff members at care homes in Lambeth, more training for elected councillors. So recommendations that the council today, as you heard, say that they welcome. They have apologised. They're obviously keen to distance themselves, the current Lambeth Council, from the Lambeth Council of the past when these historical failings were happening. And we heard in the report that there had been a blind eye turned to the abuse at the time, and that staff were allowed to stay on when people knew that they had been a risk to children. And most starkly, perhaps today, the report said that the abuse was probably much worse than anything that had ever been reported or that we would ever know, and that really we would never really know the scale of the abuse at the time.